Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of, Monday, December the 12th. The grains looked to open up mixed here with March corn up 4 cents at 6.48 overnight. March wheat up 12 and 3/4 cents at 7.47, but March beans down 20 and 3/4 cents at 14.67 and a half. Beans were lower on much better rains in Argentina, cooler temps. It looks like for the next week, the temps in Argentina are going to be anywhere between 76 and 88 degrees for highs. So that's, considerably less. There's going to be one day in there, it would be 91 degrees. But for the most part, much, much cooler. It looks to me like on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, they're going to get more rains and, again, relatively cool temperatures. The market's still trying to digest the reports from Friday. A 75 million cut in corn demand, I think, is going to move higher. Offsetting that with the world stocks down 2.4, but with the rains in Argentina, that may find itself working its way back up. The beans, down sharply with the rains in Argentina. Meal gave it up finally, was down 9.20. Oil down 47. The crude oil is up $1 a barrel now, so the oil may not be as bad. But certainly the meal, I think, has got a problem out here. But it's been the case many times out here. We see the lows made in the first half hour or so in whatever grain is, looking like it's under pressure. And then it spends the rest of the day crawling back, particularly if the other commodities are strong. So we'll have to see whether that fits in. Now, COVID apparently is running rampant in China. That can't be good for the grains. Are they going to go into recession in China? I can't imagine that they wouldn't. I mean, this is a major deal. They open up, the restrictions, and now they've got COVID just all over the place. So that can't be good. The funds are less long than we thought. On Friday, we thought the funds were long about 170,000 contracts of corn. Turns out commitment of traders only shows them long 120,000 contracts. So that's a little bit friendly in that they don't have to blow out of as much as we thought they had to out here. But, this week we've got the Fed Tuesday, Wednesday. Looks like interest rates will be up another 0.5 percentage point. I don't think the Fed is done raising interest rates, but maybe smaller increases moving forward. Overall, let's see, what else do we have this week? We'll have the export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get export sales next Thursday. I don't think we'll see much there. We haven't seen any new real announcements out here from the Chinese. And with COVID brewing, I just don't see it. Plus, prices are still pretty high to where they've been. So overall, I think, corn and wheat are rallying just because it's a dead cat bounce, particularly in the wheat off the lows. I think beans have been way overbought, meal way overbought out here. And I think that's going to be under some pressure here this week. So we'll see where we go, but I still believe that the pros want to sell the rallies in this market. And I think that's about the right thing to do out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.